A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
We're getting a look this morning at messages sent by the Uvalde, Texas school shooter just minutes before he went into the elementary school.
He apparently was sending text messages to a girl in Germany. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi.
Sources say the alleged gunman met the girl on Yubo, a social media platform which claims to have 60 million users. According to multiple users on Yubo, the suspect live-streamed videos of himself abusing animals, including putting a cat inside a bag and throwing it at a house. Authorities are investigating the Yubo profile, but say they cannot confirm its validity.
ABC reports the text messages sent to the girl on Yubo mentioned he had shot his grandmother and was on his way to an elementary school.
San Antonio Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Siller has been spending time consoling grieving family members after they learned their loved ones were killed in the elementary school shooting in Uvalde.
We have failed, and this is once again a proof of that.
The bishop says leadership all around can be blamed for a lack of action, and he's asking for more gun control.
The debate is ramping up in Washington, D.C. on how to stop future school shootings from happening. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says his focus is on mental health.
Unfortunately, we have mental health issues in this country. How do we address that? We know we have to have more security.
A survivor of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting is also in Washington, D.C. today meeting with lawmakers.
I'm here to figure out what can we agree on. Even if what the outcome of this is one law that saves one life, that's worth it.
David Hogue has been an activist for new gun restrictions since the shooting at his high school in 2018.
Meantime, the head of the Utah Education Association is worried that nothing will happen in the wake of this week's shootings at a school in Texas. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says that Heidi Matthews has been working on these issues for a long time.
Heidi Matthews has been an educator for 30 years, and she told KSL-TV's Lad Egan she can't believe it's happened again.
19 children and two educators are no longer here. It's wrong, and it's preventable.
Matthews was a member of the Utah Safe Schools Commission, which was formed after the high school shootings in Parkland, Florida. She says more work needs to be done to address mental health issues and access to guns. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
In 2017, the Granite School District passed a bond to upgrade school security. And while some of those upgrades have been made, others have not. District spokesperson Ben Horsley tells KSL-TV's Daniela Rivera, much of the problem is increased construction costs.
Inflationary construction costs have gone up anywhere between 50 to 80%. We have trouble getting people to even bid on our projects because of the current construction climate.
Horsley says they still need to install about a dozen screening systems and seven elementary schools still need security renovations.
Utah's housing crisis is impacting all of us, and Governor Spencer Cox says a rise in short-term housing rentals is making the problem worse. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson joins us live with the story. Mark?
That's right, Tim. A relatively recent trend where properties are being developed into Airbnb rentals keeps families from first-time purchasing affordable housing. The governor says that is worsening the state's housing shortage. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, listings on rental platforms such as Vrbo and Airbnb prevent adequate home building. The governor telling a bipartisan audience on Tuesday that nearly 20,000 properties are now listed as short-term rentals, basically, in his words, taking houses and turning them into hotels. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
And we've got a closure, or at least a temporary one, of I-84 in Weber Canyon. It's going to be a little bit east of Morgan, and it looks like your last chance to exit the freeway before having to come to a stop and wait with all the semis who are waiting is just east of Morgan. The one towards the round, the exit will take you to the Round Valley Golf Course. Westbound appears to be getting by, although I haven't seen very much traffic. Again, this early in the morning, it's not going to be a huge, huge delay, but it is something that people need to be aware of. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 5:34.
Quick look at the weather now with Matt Johnson. It wasn't that long ago we were experiencing colder than normal temperatures. Today, we're headed the other way.
forecasting a high of 92. If we hit that 92, that would tie a record back in 1958. Of course, if we go 93 or higher, we would definitely break that record. Also a concern is your pet's paws and their pads. As we move into these warmer temperatures, cement and asphalt temperatures get quite hot when we're only in the 90s.
Yeah, Matt goes on to say, if the air temperature is 95, the temperature of the cement, 140.
Wow.
And the temperature of asphalt, 155.
We continue to celebrate KSL News Radio's 100th birthday by highlighting communities around the Wasatch Front. Today, we are broadcasting live from Spanish Fork, and we're looking at the southern half of Utah County.
Utah's home to over 100 known ghost towns, but one of the most famous is just a short drive down U.S. 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon. Details from KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Unlike most of Utah's ghost towns, which have ties to gold, silver, iron, or coal mining, Thistle got its start as an important stop on the Denver and Rio Grande Western Railroad connecting Denver to Salt Lake. Also, unlike other ghost towns, it wasn't a boom and bust cycle that did Thistle in, but natural disaster. The switch from steam to diesel resulted in a shrinking population, but the final spike in the railroad town's demise was a landslide that dammed the nearby river and flooded the town, creating a brand new lake. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Brigham Young University is putting a focus on water resource mapping. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, gave the university and a group of 15 other universities a $360 million grant to look into how we can improve water usage.
We are responsible for taking what's called the National Water Model, which is a prediction model that predicts stream flow in rivers all across the United States for about 15 days into the future.
Civil and construction engineering professor Dan Ames says this research will help industries better manage water resources.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.